his own nation. So this discussion is now, since the chaos takes effect on the basis of doctrinal reform, or and Sri is in Tam Shlichus. Whether Sri is in Tam Shlichus or Sri is Lam Tam Shlichus, but where is the shame? Now, Pitz Vishiti here is that Sri is in Tam Shlichus. Rashi that he raised in Bokutsiye, and Rashi that Tessi Gifli also said that Sri is in Tam Shlichus. The Ramban and the Rashbo in Dushi that Kadim in the Sugi of Rapshi. Rapshi in Oloz, Rabbez of Rapshi, and if Naimi is Yitzi of the Atzmei, or the Achirin, the Kesed of the Atzmei, or the Achirin, that Sugi that Kadim in Dushi. So the Ramban and the Rashbo in Dushi that Kadim say that Sri is Lavi Tamshlichas. Whether Sri is Tamshlichas or Sri is Lavi Tamshlichas has to do with the Gemore in Dushi. It all depends how we explain that remark. Because the Gemara in Yushin is very Kodesh Kadesh, so the Gemara raises the question, Shlichus know, how do we know that the Kodesh Kadesh is very Shluchim, and the Kodesh Kadesh is very Shluchim? How do we know, where is the book of the Torah, that the Baal can appoint someone in the Shliach in Kadesh and Yushin, and that the Nisho can appoint someone in the Shliach in the Kadesh and Yushin from the Baal? How do we know? So the Gemara learns it out from the process of the Shilcho, the basic. Yeshiva, who are the Jewish Yeshiva, Yeshiva, who are the Jewish Yeshiva. So that's by Yeshiva. And then, the Gemara really question how we know by Yeshiva the Baal appoint the Shia, and by the Yeshiva appoint the Shia. So the Gemara says, since we have a custom for that Yeshiva, 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 so Yotzo the Holy Soul, Maki Shabaya, we see. Then the Gemara is the Kashe. Then the Gemara is the Kashe. The Holy Tnana, Yuma, Yeshiva, it's saying, pray, 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 that the Shlich is by Trumo, how do we know by Trumo? So the Gemara says, we know by Trumo, the Shlich is Atem Damatem, the Rabbi Yishlecha. Then the Gemara is the Kashim. The Lohod Omer Abdinu, so in other words, so we have Kabot Tzukim, we have the Pasik Abidet, Kabit Kushim, we have the Pasik Abid Trumo, so maybe we should learn how to call out the Rekule from these Tzukim. So, there were Hod Omer Abid Omer Abid Nain Shishukhin Oli Kenezei, Shereb Abid Nosi Echo, Nosi Echo, Mimate, Kipiko Shlichez, Nihoche. So why do we have to learn now from Trumo? Why do we have to learn now from Trumo? After all, we know the Pasik Abid Nosi Echo, Nosi Echo, Nosi Echo, so every so the Oretz was Mischalko Mishmatero, and then to each event it was Mischalko but the Oretz. So who carried out the Chnuke for all the Jews, for all the Shvatim, all the Jews, the Nisim of the Shvatim. So from that we learn out that the Shvuk Shvatim can say. So why do we have to resort to the posse of Atem Gam Atem Rabbi Shlachachem? We have the posse of Nosiachot, Nosiachot, and Mate. Typically, so no, with Israel, the Shlichesu, Vokhtanim Rav Mishlichesu, Vokhtanim Rav Mishlichesu, so before the Tarats and the Tarats, you really think that the Din of Shliches is deduced from the posse of Nosiachot, Nosiachot? But, after all, there are so many Jews coming, and even they acquire Echeli Boaz, let's say certain Ktanim, certain Shvotim, who are orphans, whose fathers were deceased, so they acquired the chilik. So they also acquired the chilik in the Eretz Yisrael through the Maisis Chiyah that was done by the Nosi of the Shevet. But Ktam Rav Meshlichas knew, so obviously it's not in the basis of Shlichas. Because for the Shlichas of Ktam Rav Meshlichas, Elo Kehod Omar, Rove Barabune, Doma Rove Barabune, Omar Abdiv Omar Rav, Minayin Shizok Rode Shodifono, 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 Shodifono. So in other words, in the Gemara so far it's saying no. You have the Kashi, why do we have to resort to the Pasuk of Atem Kabak in the Rabbi Shulchachem? That there is a Dino Shlichas, we already have the Pasuk Nosiachot. So the Gemara in the Teres, no, Nosiachot from Nosiachot, we don't need you to work of Shlichas. Because of the prayer, it couldn't be based upon Shlichas. But I the Nisim carried out the Chluke in Foktan, and Ktan, so they cannot appoint the Shlichas. So it's a special Alokhe, it's based upon Zohar. So er kommt in der Kleine von die Moe, die Zwiebis, der Zwiebis landet am Schlitten. Because if we are going to say that Zwiebis ist am Schlitten, so then we have to show you look there. So why do we need the Posseg of Atem Gamatem Rabbi Shlachache? We have the Posseg Nos Erchot. So over there, in Zwiebis, but Zwiebis itself am Schlitten. So, but then the Gemara asks another question. The people, Shruzi, Hochil and Amrike, the Gemara asks, the Gemara says, can you deduce the Aloche of Zochron Shoy Bifono? Zochron Shoy Bifono from the Posseg Noseach of Noseach of Mimake? As if the Chlukas Oretz was completely Shruz, it had an element of Chiva too, because so what kind of excuse is it? A full case of someone got a portion in mountains, someone got a portion in the valley, and some people, some Jews, they prefer a lot in the valley, some Jews prefer a lot in the mountain. So how can you apply that on the excuse? So Elo can you love it baragune? Oh, Rabune, oh, Rab, Gidu, oh, Rab, Minayuni. Oh, Rabune, oh, Rab, Minayuni, same, Shebo, Lachel, Yersavi, and Shebez, Mamino, and Apotropes, Lochem, the Miskeis, Lochem, Mamaya, Lochem, the Masnitskeis, Talmudayma, Vinosea. So the final must come to the more that from the posse of Noseach and Noseach of Mimate, we learn now that the same Shebo, Lachel, the Yersavi, Shebez, Mamino, and Apotropes, Lochem, the Miskeis. So maybe you know kasha, what kind of iskus was it? After all, some Jews prefer a chilek in the mountains, some Jews prefer a chilek in the biko, and through the chut case, someone got a certain chilek and he couldn't contest it. So what kind of iskus was it? It had an element of detriment too? So because from that possible learn out that when you have the same, so that a tropes is the keyach to affect a certain kinyan for the Yisraelim, where even if that kinyan for the Yisraelim involves an element of that. In other words, the apotropes can carry out certain transactions on behalf of the Yisraelim. But sometimes he thinks that on the whole it's good, it's beneficial for the Yisraelim. But it might involve an element of detriment. So how is an apotropes of Yisraelim authorized to carry out the transaction for Yisraelim? Maybe these Yisraelim, had they been grown ups, they would not have approved of that transaction. So that is a sakosu, because the Chukas Oretz couldn't involve a certain detriment. Maybe some of the Yisraelim who got a certain chilek in the mountain, maybe they would have preferred a chilek in the biko and vice versa. So still the Torah says, v'noseachot, noseachot, that the Nisim who acted like a necropsy for the Ktani in that particular Shevet, so they could carry out transactions, carry out the Chluke for them. So from that we deduce that in general, when an apotropes of Yisraelim has the care to carry out transactions on behalf of Yisraelim, and these Yisraelim, when they grow up, they cannot contest the transaction and say, we don't approve of that transaction. Because then there is a sakosu of Noseacho and Noseacho. So there is a machlekes v'shem. There is a machlekes between the Ramban and the Ram, in the Pshat and the Gemara. The Ram says, now of course, before the Gemara gave the Teret, Minayim and Yisraelim, that from the Posik Noseacho and Noseacho Mimate, we learn out the Halacha, that Yisraelim Shebolach is in the Ksavir. So there's the Marit and the Prophets, Lochem, Almanas case. So before the Gemara, so the Rabbis concedes that until the Gemara gave this Teret, so the Gemara assumed that Tzchi is in Tamshlichas. That Tzchi is Lad in Tamshlichas. That Tzchi is Lad in Tamshlichas. Because once we assume that from the Posseg of Noseach, of Mimate, we learn out Zochron Sholifono, and over there they carried out a Shechir on behalf of Tani, and Tani, Rav Mishlichas Minu, still the Torah says, Zochri, so it's a Raya, that Shechir is Rav Mishlichas. But then, when the Gemara says in the Maskone, that from that Posseg we don't learn out the Aloche of Zochron Sholifono, Because here it wasn't even a real schus. But we learn out another aloche that Nachetropes has the authority to carry out the transaction on behalf of the Sengi. So it's a special versakosu that Nachetropes. So the Mele, we can say, there is no aloche of Zochin, a parchet shliches. And the general din of Zochin is based upon shliches, because Adam Sali and Michale. So the Mele, Zochin Mikotin, we cannot be Zechel Mikotin in the Reis. That's the Ramshi. So, but the Ramban Shiti is no. Since the Gemara in the Terence said that Nosi Echod Mimat. So, we learn now the Din of Zohar Shom Yifono, and according to that Terence, it certainly implies that Zohar Islam is Tamshiches, because if it had been based upon Shiches, it should have recorded. So it is special. So even though the Gemara is the kasha against this memory of the name of the Holy Spirit, of the Messiah, but Tisbara, Schusi, or Heaven, and Mike, the Gemara says, true, in that verse, of course, implies two things. First of all, it implies a general deed of Zohar, the Holy Spirit. But then it also implies that in respect to the same that the Tropes has the keyach to carry out the transaction if on the whole, in his judgment, it's advantageous for the same, even though it involves a certain element of detriment too, but since on the whole, in the judgment of that the Tropes, it is primarily advantageous, so it's considered as a schus. So in other words, the final tenets of the Gemara does not reject the previous tenets of the Gemara, that from Nosi Echod Mimate, we learn how the general aloche of Zochron Shodifonon. But the Gemara attach it, but it's not a real schus. So the Gemara says that this Zerzakosov implies two things. First of all, that in respect, where it is a real schus, so anyone can be Zeche Shoyufan. And that is special aloche. It's not based upon shlichas. And then there is another thing that is implicit in that Zerzakosov, that in regard to saying that the Tropes has the authority to apply the aloche of Zochi, even if it involves an element of it. But that's only true to not the Tropes. But on the whole, it is based upon the Din of Zohar, according to Ramban. So in other words, so there is a machlekes between the Ramban and the Rashba on one hand, and the Ram on the other hand. According to the memory of the Gemara, that from Moshiach and Mimate, we learn how the Din of Zohar, so then we certainly have to say that Zohar is Ramban Kapshlech. And the Ram in Gushi says that Sam, he means that the Sheik of the Ramban and the Rashba. Wie kann die Boye und Lila beschmeiten, die Schrie lang mit am Schlichen sind? Du am Bühnen und Kogel mit Dienstbrä, du am Schlichen sind, wo ich dann lang beschlichen sind, er lukte in Rabbe Ravune, er ma Rav, nein, ich doch Logan, so immer, wo ich dich nicht mehr hoche Schlichen, die Schrie lang mit am Schlichen sind. Und mich schlimm und mir hoche, ich habe auch die Schrie Schlichen sind, die konnten, ach, ich bin sicher, ich bin schlimm und hatte. Na, das ist es, auch das ist es, ich Menschen, es tut ja so jetzt, die Morgen, wo wir ziehen, da fallen alle. So, wo ich hier Zochni kot mi rabon. So that means that Zchir is utam Shlichas. So mi the Rai say, there couldn't be any Zchir. But mi rabon, even though in Shlichas mi kot, even in rabon mi Shlichas mi kot. But by Zchir, when you don't have to appoint the Shliach, actually, mi neyla yi utam the Shliach. So then mi rabon mi kemi zeyche, but mi Rai say not. And then there is another verse in the Gemara, not Zochni kot mi rabon, Zochni kot. Zochnikot, so in really according to the Zochnikot, we can say with the Rai Sin Zoch. So that's the Shita of the Ramban Rashbo, and the deduce it from this Gemara. So, but then he says, דירסה, ידעמרינו בפירה גדנשא, רבינו אומר, בני נשתיך את הולכות עם ישראל, שכיר מדרבון עם ישראל, מי דהד הכות, כות מולך אדם ועשו שליחי סיסוי, שכיר מדרבון, וכתם לא ישתיך. So the Israeli is from the Gemara of Amitzir. But he mentions the Gersay, Schir with Rabbon in Israel. But it says there is another Gersay. That he's not Gersay with Gemara Schir with Rabbon in Israel. But Schir in Israel. So when they were called to that Gersay, we can say that Schir is not Dabsh Lekas, and that's the Shite. And that's the Shite of the Ramban and the Rashba. Anyway, so this is Kashi, but this is Shite means that Schir is Dabsh Lekas, like the Ram. That Sri is not Shlichas. And Tetzis explains that the reason is why Sri is not Shlichas is Chusulon. Anan Sade Yom is a Shliach. Anan Sade Yom is a Shliach. So why is Sri is not Shlichas? Because there is an internet that for his Chus, the Mishalach wants anybody to become a Shliach. So in other words, so it's considered as if he explicitly appointed the Mishalach, this person is Ishliach, in other words. So if Ruben wants to give a matter to Levi, and Levi is not around, Levi is in another city. So Ruben says to Shimon, now you make a hakboye in this chayetz, and you say a chayetz. So then it's Anan Sadre that Levi wants it. So it's considered as if Levi had said to Shimon, listen, I want you to be my Ishliach, to make a hakboye in the chayetz that Ruben wants to give. So maybe it's Mamish Lichas. Yet, and this is what Rashi says. The Chibit is Chus Olay Anan Sade Dovid Mishriyah. And Rashi from Tzir that you may say the same thing Anan Sade Dovid Mishriyah. And Rashi in Dikni is also Mashi. Anyway, in from Tzir that you may say he says it explicitly. In Dikni is not as explicit. But it's also Mashi. From the Rashi in Dikni. Vavu Mishriyah Bikot. Vim Kei, Eir Zoch Mikot. Vavu Mishriyah Bikot. Ki Amin Mizaneshah. Gehen da kate mit Kopfu, beim Rin Hosom die Kopfu das nicht so raus wird es ist es Rinne mit Rabon und kommt das was gibt das alles in Rabon was sei so jetzt du kannst die Morge wird sie in diese Schachse der die Kopfu der die so sehr klar schnichet so wie uns so klar gab es so der we can be seen that for him the whole of the Rabon that's years of faces but the Rabon was not for us to be seen. So Melee, so we could say that he got to the Gerus is Chavrabon, as Tesha says in the Teres, in Rabbonon, because he's here, they're Chavrabon here. But then there is another question. The Gemara says that Akum, we cannot be seen in Chav, the half of the Akum is with Rabbonon, because an Akum is Loyosel Chosulis. True, an Akum can be his Gaia, so then he becomes a new person. Akum can be his Gaia, come to Shneodon, and that requires a Maisi Gerus, Midas, Mashenki, Kotten. So by itself, he is also the forgotten. So the Gemara said that the Nakum has no Israel in the Rabbonon. Here the boy is a Nakum. And through the Gaius he becomes an Israel. So there are two kashas. First of all, on the Reiser level. So a Kotten we cannot be Zeche Kotten. So how can we be Gaia in the Reiser, the Gaius, and how? And then assuming that yes, we have a kachom lachadom atir, as Tisha says in the parents, so that disposes of the kashe of a zochim likotin mid-reis. So the parents could be, but zochim likotin rabon. But here, he is an akum, and through the geos he has to become an Israel. So how can we apply shriye and make him into Israel, but in order, right now he is an akum, and we cannot do exactly the shriye an akum. Vinir Levi, Yochanan Levi Zoch, Vinir Rabono. So there disposes of the first kashe, but then the other kashe, or Vinir Levi, Yochanan Levi Zoch, Rabono. Kiram in Oso, because this is Shrim Rabono. Bravo, Kalka Kati, Chotnu, Hoots, and Chol Shlichez. Yipos, and Chol Shlichez. Oh, so, but then how about the other kashe? Bravo, Gav. So he says, since the Gemara in Zineshach says that the reason is to why a cotton has created a bone, and Akum not, because a cotton is also the Choshiches, but an Akum is not also the Chol, Shriye, so in a way, in regard to an Akum, הוא יסכם להתקבס, תודה רגע, סודם, מדרבונון, המדרבונון רבו, יש בסיים שטטר צדיקות. ובאי זה לחכות את מסעקה, צדיקות מכבים מסעקה, בקוד זיזו של החוסקי. But Jacob, ordinarily, is not worth it. I mean, every Jacob is not anything in his life. But in case, if we have before us an Jacob who decided to be in his life, or let's say the person decided to be in his life, so he's also Ose. So he's also Ose, Lichlal Sriye. So remember the same Rabbonon that applies to a cotton, applies to an Jacob who is able to be misguided. Then Pesach says, no, in Ame, keeping the Bahar Shriya, Nasi Yisroel, Havrik Yisroel, Komol in Shriya. So in other words, we apply the concept, the longness of Peter Yom Melkiah, the same kind of longness. Since through the Shriya, so he becomes the Yisroel, so the Melech, the Kedis. Vin Teba, Heli Chavik Yam Yer Rabbonon, Yishalimu Yibas Yisroel, Ugdu Shom Yushin, Now, you see from this basis, I mean, not that, that there is any shalom, but because there might be some who will be saying, I mean, that, that it's not a Samid Raisi, so that's why I mention it. We see from this basis that according to everybody, so it's Osea to marry, so it's Osea for Ibas Yisroel to marry, an Akum. Even though there is a machlokes between Rav Shimon ben Yochai and the Rabbonon as to whether, the love of this Yisrael Bithol is sitting with Levi, and Bithol is sitting with Bithol. So in regard to that love, there is a machlokes between Rav Shimon Yochai and Rabbonon, and Rav Shimon, who the Arshin Steiner called. So he is married the Kol HaMisiri. And but Rabbonon, they say it only applies to Zalunas. It doesn't apply to the other ones. So, does that mean that the common to Rabbonon of Chachinen, so Shorumeitz, to be mischatim in Shorumeitz, is only also the Rabbonon? And maybe you'll find some Achim who say that. But this is, that's a Shite Tchuya, I mean, this Shite of the Achim. And the Beir Agero, in Simon Yitzayim, in Shochonot, in Shoshner Nezer, so he mentions in the name of Rabshon Motmiro, Rabshon Motmiro was Rav in Amsterdam, he was the one who put Spinoza in Heret. So he says that Rabshon Motmiro, in his Sefer, we don't have that Sefer. So mentioned Kama Vikama Rayos, the Biragilon says, Rayos Chazokis, that cannot be rebutted, that according to everybody, so Chitun to marry Enochis is also Rayos. But the question is, from the more it appears that that's the machloket between Rav Shimon and Rabbonon. The Rambam had paskins like Rav Shimon, but no special paskin like Rabbonon. The Rosh, the Tur, the paskin like Rabbonon. The paskin like Rabbonon. So how can it be also in Raisa? So we don't say Kiyosia le Rabbi Skola Mesiri. With Kiyosia as Binchon Acharai le Rabbi Skola Mesiri. So it only applies to Zainunes. It only applies to Ayatollahs. But from these basis we see that what the Ragelo and the Shomba of Nimo says is true. He says, Vintena Hicha Abidyam Drabonam Misharimu Ibas Yisroel. What's the question? If the whole Isa of Chitun, according to Rabbonon of Hashimen, is only Rabbonon, and since here is again Rabbonon, so maybe there is no difficulty. So we see from these basis that it's inconceivable that the Nisya to marry a Nochis should be only Rabbonon. It's inconceivable. He says so. With this objection, from Nateiro in Jehovah, so how can it be good there? Because it's royal. Now the question is not in respect to him, because In respect to him, the Rabbi says he's a goy. A goy is only Musar and Zionist in the Neach. That's not the one Zionist in the Neach. So the question is against her. How can you marry Bas Yisrael? If Habune says Yaakov Nag was a Bezdin, that means Bezdin is Mikayahim, and then, you know, he deports himself like a Jew. And if he wants to marry Bas Yisrael, he can marry Bas Yisrael. And Bezdin will not be Ma'akev on the Bas Yisrael to marry him, to become married to him. But since the girl is not helping the Raise, so she's either a Misa Raise. So what is Misa Raise? But the Pshat, I'm sure that this is what I've shown you from Nora Men. I mean, the Beragila doesn't say what he says, but he says that he didn't say that, he mentions Kamal Kamarais, that according to everybody, it's just on the Raise. Now, I mentioned many times that there are many Yisur that are implicit, included in a certain love, but there is no Malkis. Why is there Malkis? Because the Nikalab has referenced one Yisur. Because the traditional Yisur has referenced one Yisur. But another Yisur is deduced from that love. So the matter in regard to the other Yisur, that is not implicit in the traditional Yisur, but it's deduced with Roshes, so it has a bit of love to the followers. I mean, the Kama. Such examples. For example, there is a love with Sashti Seitzu. So what does it imply? That you're not allowed to chop down an Eitzmacher. You're not allowed to chop down. Except if it's a Tzeres, it's not a Hashos. But, the Rambam says, and that's a Gemara, that Nuchz Melochim, that if somebody is Kerei Akir in Bechavosev, so, even though it's not an Eitzmacher, any Hepsit moment, they're a Hashosev, so he's in the Klam. So the Rambam says, Nuchz Melochim, Zivra Mitzvahs, that Malchus is not high, but if somebody will go out in the street and chop down an Eitzmacher, they're a Hashosev, not because he's afraid, because the tree is affected with a certain disease, but he'll do it by Hashose, so then he's high voltage. But any other has at moment, Kereyakil Bechamose, so here the Yahoo Kereyakil Bechamose, but Monkes is not high. Monkes is not high. Why not? So the Rambam explained it. Because the Shidishon Mikro has reference when it's matter. But the Chachomim deduced from that person other Hashoses too. So the Ikalav, the Ikalav has reference to its Machor. And the other things that are included implicit in that love, that doesn't come within the finish of Mikhov. So maybe it's a love, Shebechovs. Or, Horichev Yodayim Zobes, is the Rabotash, is the Rambam mentioned that Yodayim has Machoros Hashores. But it's not Chayim Malkes. Baltishakti is not Chayim Malkes. Not Chayim Malkes. Why not? Because the Rambam again is Ramesses. Pashtunikho. So, that this love has reference to Shkotzim. Shkotzim or Mosi. But, other kind of Shikutzim, like Ichub Yudai Yisrobis, or Hamashes Nikobo, all kinds of Shikutzim, Maise Shikutzim. So, come within the club, but he, the Pashto Likov, has reference to Shvachila Shkotzim or Mosi. So the male regarding other Yisuri, that are behind the club, it's a lot of the followers. So that's the Pshat. The Machlil case between the Pshit and his Yom Shtayim Likov. So the male, the Tan, the Torah says, Luis is Chakuma. Bitcho is, Bitcho, Luis Sitte Yudnei, So that's the time that the Torah mentions as to why we're not allowed to marry a Nochas, whether she's in every Venizalis or even in Vascapation. The love, the same love applies. So that's the time. So the Shimon who says, the wisdom is going to be called, so then the time really explains this scope of the law. some nearly 300 kilometers you call if you are doing a standard call. But the bottom of the standard call, so and since that line is mentioned together with the other one, that the reference design only, because all these psuki in the schana have reference design only. We see Chesu and Bliss, and the Luis Haikon Shomo is mentioned in that parasha. That of course has reference only to Zayin Amini. So the Meire, the Pshutishon Mitcho, from the point of view of the Pshutishon Mitcho, so the Lava Luis is happened there, and Mitcho is sitting with me, so has reference to Zayin Amini. But since the Torah says, Ki Yosef Macharai, and of course as far as the possibility of Ki Yosef Macharai is concerned, Ki Yosef Macharai is concerned, so it certainly applies to all goyim, to all machim. What difference does it make? Zaynamim or not Zaynamim? So the Mele, so we see that the Torah is makpedes and that possibility of Ki Yosef Macharai. So from Ki Yosef Macharai, we learn out that's not Yikala, and he's there against Chitum with all means, even according to the Rabbanu. But according to Rabbi Shimon Dorish and Nikho, so that explains the tradition of Nikho. And according to Rabbanu, we're not English and Nikho. So the Ikala, the tradition of Nikho has reference to Zainami, like all other psuki. But from Kiyosya Maharal, we learn out a new Isya. As a matter of fact, the Chubes Haramban, the Rambam says, so he says that if somebody will marry Mishmeres, not in Mimres, who is Mimres like the Zohar of Chalshavi Paresi, of course there is no Yisrael of Chitim with the Mimim of Chalshavi Paresi, if it will be a real Mimim of Chalshavi Paresi, who is not in the Mishmishbo, and even Mimim of the Zohar, who is not in the Mishmishbo, so there is no Yisrael in Mishat with him. But the Mishmeres Mamesh, who opened gave up the Torah and accepted another faith. In Mishim Mamish, what we call Mishim. So the Rambam says, the Chilis HaRashbam, the Chassis Rambam says, if it's just the Mumar Al Yisrael, and it was not yet to Mechal Yisrael, so there is no Yisrael Kippin. But to marry in Mishmedes, there is a Yisrael Kippin. Tzare Yichlau, Yichlau Ki Yosir, Lerab Yisrael Amisir. That's what the Rambam says. In other words, somebody who is in Shibet, if somebody marries in Shibetis, or if Bas Yisrael will marry in Shibet Mamish, not stand in Michal Shabu Taresye, who has a demon in Shibet. You explain it, who? But Mamish in Shibet. So then, he's also in that reason. So in other words, but of course there will be no vouchers, according to everybody. And as a matter of fact, the Chinuch says, and it's Mashma Meloshin Rambam, that if somebody will marry a Shifro, he'll believe the Misa de Raise because it's Nichlau in the Droshe of the Rabbi Scholar Misirit. Because since the Torah is Makpedes, and this idiot of marrying a woman that is might be Nasia Macharai, so the male even a Shifro is Nichlau in that Isa, the Chiyoch says so. So this is why this is it's considered the Dabba Poshim, as a Dabba Poshim, that there is an Israelite. We came here, have a Rabban Shalat, his whole mission is not there in Hodmu. We show him that we saw the man of Israel, we see that Hodmu, I don't know if you want to say, the report, my commander, and the Jewish commander, we see that Hodmu, like a normal day, or we come by saying, we had the same time in Oka. Now, according to the Israelis, so the whole deen of Rabbuna is based upon the Mandona, that the Ishkiya of Rachobel at the Lovna Tere, and the Messiasen mentions that according to some Kishenim, we don't pass in Rabbuna. We don't pass in Rabbuna. Why don't we pass in Rabbuna? Because if Rabbuna's deen depends upon the Machlokes between Rabchizde and Rabnos Baresh, in the Bones, whether Yeshvi or Tachom Dach Dol Nadere, Bikun Vasei Anat, and they are the Rambam Tasmins, like Habnos Barei, Shenat, like Habchiz, they are the same Kiyab Yad Tachom Lach Dol Nadere, Bikun Vasei. So in the Meile, we don't pass like Rabu. Of course, most machines don't agree with the states, because according to this states, so the whole event, whether we can be Gaia, family, involves a big problem. I mean, even if it will be, even if the Shemitzvahs will adopt a non-Jewish child, so according to this states, it involves a child, whether it can be done. Alright. Both are nicht mehr sehen, dann geht man hier, wenn ich nicht gehe. Ich habe so eine Frage nach, ob ich nicht gehe, aber Gott nicht. Not always, because a year, so Gersh ist gar nicht mehr da. So he has no relationship, no cool very much. But if he can marry his Bas Israel, when he has children, so he has cool very much, not a matter. So melee indicates of Ikea, Ikodu. So we have to, the Torah says, in the parasha of Gezlagia. In the parasha of Shvesa Pekot. So, of Gezlagia. So the Torah says that if, let's say, somebody doesn't Ikea, or he was killed there, moment of Ikea, and then the girl died, and the girl has no Yoshi, he didn't get married. So, Yashin is guide for children, so there's no Yoshi. So then, the halach is, you have to pay Karen in the chinmesh to the Mishma. So, that's the halach. So, the Gemara says, Isha Kitzor Vaz Achot, it is a God. So then we have to investigate. Maybe the Gera has children. The Ingeshule, Abu Kotni, Yakitzor Vaz Achot. So if somebody does it from the Gera Kotni, so we are sure that he has no COVID. What kind of COVID could he have? Revival, he couldn't have, because Gershon died of Shonet Yom. And with Mato, he is not ready, he couldn't have children, he couldn't. So in the way, there is a hero, the Karen, the Chimesh. So he says the Mishnah, Abu Kot Yad Tzom Ba'al Racha. So that means that with the Isaiah there is a possibility of becoming Gershon. So, but Teitzah says that he called it Rabu, that Yaakov Magnus Al-Bezim. So it's only the Rabbono, so the Rabbi said there is no possibility of the Yaakov. But that's the Razaho. He's got to be a cotton material, the moon bishop. He says no. The Mugarish is guy. Kibam Rinon, the Fedish, Ho, and Chetri, the cotton Mugarish is guy. No, it's all clear. They have a gem material. The Israel Gomer, is Yoga Shesime. We had the Torah Fazrolov, Shemi Yoshi, Shemi Meili, Yochi Drei Mi Yoshi. So the possibility of visualizing a Gerb with the right Jacob Midraise is in the case where Mubarak was in his Gaia. So the Gemara says, Mubarak in his Gaia, we know it's all fear. No, it's all fear. So Mele then does not have to be based upon Zohar Modem Shoyu Poma. This is what it is. Now, Rabbi Gemelia asks a question. Rabbi Gemelia asks a question. There is Gemara in Yevamos. Gemara discusses the question as whether Uda Yerachime or Uda Lav Yerachime. So Gemara, the Pantex, says as follows. Usually, if we say Uda Yerachime, so you understand as to why you embarrass this guy or you're not talking to him. Because Uda Yerachime, so the Uda is considered, the Pantex is considered like a hand of the mother. So you don't have to carry out a special deal, it's a separate deal on the hand of the mother. The mother as a person is this guy. But if we say Ugaladya Rahime, so that means that the Uber is an entity by itself, even before he's born. He's not considered just a leader of the mother, a hand of the mother, or a leg of the mother. But he is considered as an entity, and as a government, as a person by itself. So the mayor of Gimore, so why the version is Gairo, you not so feeling? So why should, after all, the feeling that overtook the mother could not be considered as a good feeling on the Uda, because after all, the mother's group is interposed between the mother's group is the womb of the mother is interposed between the body of the mikveh and the group of the Uda. So if there is a chitze, it's not a chitze, because Hainer decided. Hainer decided, that's the nature of the thing. get major lesson. I mean, because of this halacha, so we learn, we learn that if, let's say, a woman has something, let's say, in her hair, the hair is a quill, and the doctor says she cannot remove that, so then it's no chitze. Not only the mitzvah, it's not a chitze, even if it affects the whole hair. Because Hanel and Messiah, So we see from there that actually he requires a Kol Mandola. Udalav Yerachide, he would require a separate tefillah. And the reason is why he doesn't require a separate tefillah is because of Hanel and Messiah. So there is a tefillah. But he, Al-Tubino, requires a separate tefillah, a separate deals. So the mayor must take it back on the basis of Zohar Moshon Yifonov, and the Yidu Yechim Yimchis. So then it follows from Yidu Yerayah the Kashi that the Kol Mandola Uga Lav Yerachime, since he requires a separate tefillah and a separate deals, but the reason is why he doesn't require a separate tefillah. Because the tefillah of the mother was a tefillah of Uga too. Because I'm the Messiah. So but if it is Yechim Yimchis, so again he should not do Yechim Yimchis. So what this says could be true only a Kol Mandola Uga Yerachime, but it couldn't be true a Kol Mandola Uga Lav Yerachime. And Rabbiya says that we pass like the Mandola Uga Lav Yerachime, it's not so pushing, but Rabbiya assumes like that, because in the Rambam they are still, but anyway, whether we pass Uga Yerachime or we pass Uga Lav Yerachime, the possibility of the Jacob has to be visualized. According to every Mandoma, even according to Mandoma, Uga Lav Yerachime, but if Uga Lav Yerachime, so it appears from the only one is that he requires a separate tefillah and a gerus of his own. But the tefillah of the mother is considered the tefillah nuna too, because it's not a tzitzit, Hanel and Messiah. But if he requires a gerus of his own, then it must be based upon Zochim. So he do Yechim Yimchis, and Zochim Yekopi is only the Rabbana. Alright. Now, this is, we'll leave it here. I don't want it because, so we finish one part of cases. And on Friday, so we'll finish the cases and we'll discuss the whole subject of Yaakov Madonna Sardegas. It's a very important subject, and it's important to know that subject because of the chaos that takes place all over America in connection with chaos. This is the biggest of chaos. Nothing, nowhere other area is there such a chaos as in the area of chaos. A chaos, unbelievable. Anyway, and Rabboni are Megaya gaining, and we don't even, and the conscience doesn't even bother them. Maybe they are martial, clowns for it. Nothing. And no one says a word about it. So it's very important to know the sugi of Jacob Magnus at his best in very well. Okay. You forgive me, forgive me. According to Rabbi Avraham Lutvius Pshat, you can ask the Tashu. So what must we say? Even this special there is a also. That even though in Kolatek generally, so we say Yashin is Gaia Kodishnura Dome, and there is no Yiches, they are not considered to be children, but legami da loche of Mila's bonov, machkosim lech be Pesach. So even though he was this guy, and legami kolatere kule, so he is not this yachis, but legami da loche of Mila's bonov, machkosim lech be Pesach, so he is considered bonov, even though they were nailed on the Jewish. And that's the Xeras Apostle, because the Torah says, Hibli Kolzocho, and he doesn't say, is Hibli Kolzocho, so that implies any Zocho that was Nila to him, even if it's Nila, be used. So it's a special Zakoso. But the obvious pshat in Rashi is that when Rashi says that when the Gyan is in his Gaya, so the Nila's Bono Faktani, Shenilko the Giyuse, so in Makros Malachal Pesach, it's not on the basis of Nila's Bono, but it's on the basis of Mila's Bono. So it's Me'akvose Milecho de Pesach. Now, it seems that according to the Rambam, so there are two halachas of Geirus of the Kotel. One philosophy can be carried out on the basis of Zohar. If it's on the basis of Zohar, if it's on the basis of Zohar, so then, if it's a Geruch, Geruches. And then, there is another din of Geruch on the basis of Kibush. So Geruch on the Kibush can be realized on time. But if it is to take effect on the basis of Kibush, so then there has to be the Mitzvah of Kibush. That is Yisrael, Shetokatatim Kotim. Yisrael, Shetokatatim Kotim. Or Motzachim Kotim family. So it seems that there is a basic machlekes between the Rambam and the Yisrael. Between the Rambam and the Yisrael. In regard to the definition of Kibush. According to the Yisrael, we also see that there is a loche of Gerus of the Kibush. There is a loche of Gerus of the Kibush. But according to the Yisrael, even when the Gerus takes effect on the Kibush, we still have to resort to Zohar. We still have to resort to Zohar. According to the Rambam, when we have to resort to Zohar, if the Gerus does not take effect on the Kibush. When there is no irritants of Kibush. But if it's talk about Akum or Motzo Akum Kotim, when the leader thinks of Kiddush, when the government, let's say, allows the Jew to take an Akum Kotim family and to be Megayah in the ones, so when there is the thinks of Kiddush, then according to the Rambam, we don't have to resort to Zohar. And according to the Vicious League, even when the Gerus takes effect of the Kiddush, we still have to resort to Aloche of Zohar or the Kotimah. The das is only required on the Maisa.
She says Rambam.
The Maisa Geus has to be done midaita of the Ger. So the Rambam says, but if the Geus takes effect through Kibush, so that means if it takes effect through Kibush, so who carries out the Maisa Geus? The best, the one to whom the Kotni is called. So the Maisa Geus is not carried out by the Kotni himself, but the Maisa Geus is carried out by Bezdin. Bezdin has Das. So mainly there is Das on the Maisa Geus. And as far as the Chaleisa Geus is concerned, so the Shittas Rambam is, the Chaleisa Geus doesn't require Das of the Ger. So mainly, so what requires Das of the Ger? The Maisa Geus. In other words, if, let's say, there is no Kiddush, so then, who has to carry out the Geus? The Geus has to be carried out by the Kotni. You see, cases of the Kashi, how can the Kotni be based in Mardu and see how that's based in, because on the basis of Zohar and Yisrael Yifono, so it's on the basis of the Aloche of Zohar and Yifono. Now, if Sri is the Kashi Nechez, so then it's not the Kotni. So Zohar and Yifono is only the Rabbono. There's a Mahalot of Hashem, whether Zohar and Yifono is only the Rabbono, no, it's the Rabbono. But this Shita means that Zohar Mikotin is only the Rabbanon because the Shlichas Mikotin. And the Kotin. So, and Shri is the Shlichas. So this is in the Kashi here. We didn't go over the cases. How can we be Magdu Yisrael Das Bezdin? So this is a Zeyachanan. That with the Raisa we cannot be Midayah in the Kotin. Because Zohar Mikotin is only the Rabbanon is based upon Shlichas and Shlichas Mikotin and Zohar Mikotin is only the Rabbanon. So the name of the guy say we cannot be Nidaya talking out as best. But the reason is why we can be Nidaya is because we have a but how can the Hachonim be a government? So Tesu says that Rabbuna holds that Yeshki Yariya Chachon Lachid of Matel. That's what Tesu says. Vintena, hey, have a gern in Rabbuna on the Shavino Lei Bas Yisroel, and the Shavdushi, hom in Atele Lei Tichovinu, the Yishrema, the Gosola, the Mandoma, the Yisharabe, the Yishkiya, the Chachon Lachidon in Atele Lei Kumbasein. And that point there is a Machlekes, Δεν είσαι μαχλέκτε, συγκυμόμενοι βόμβε, δεν του είχα σπίτι, δεν είχα μια συμπαρέμψη, εσπορδολίσκη, δεν είχα χόμια και τον ματήρε. Ο ίδια βιάτ χόμια και τον ματήρε. Σο εκόμη και τέτοιε ραβούνε, κότζι, δεν μαντώνα, δεν τύχε να τον ματήρε. Σο με μένα λίγο η κάσκη, λέει μαντώνα, ίδια με τα χόμια και τον ματήρε. Σο δεν είναι και να την μιλάει. Εικότη να βάζετε. So all the gables that is carried out by Rabboni in America, I mean chain like any other product. So according to Tatesness, it's good to be something whether the gables is how. But if let's say if the Rabboni who are Migali of Tami would make sure that when the child grows up he should be told that he was adopted. He was adopted by Jewish parents, and that it should prevail upon him that to go through Jews again, then there wouldn't be any problem. But that is not done. Anyway, according to this, the whole halach of Yaakov Matinas Adash Bez is based upon Sphiye and Sphiye Tam Shliches. But, Midrabonon, so Zochnikon. If it's based upon Zochin, so that means even when Bez is in Badbir, in Yaakov, so who really carries out the Jews? The Kotlin himself carries out the Jews. So in Melech, it requires the Das of the Kotlin. And the Mitzah Jews, it's considered, because of Zochin, so it's considered as if the Akum, the Kotlin, himself does the Mitzah Jews. So we have to resort to Zochin. Mashiach came in the case where there is a Hatitz of Kibush. So then who carries out the Mitzah Jews? Not the Kotlin himself. It's not based upon Zochum or Mishon Yifono. So, who carries out the Geus? The best carries out my Sageus. So, in many ways, the Rambam says, if Migdilu is in Yechelon Yichelis, because it doesn't even require Das of the Kotlin. Geus requires Das on the my Sageus, not on the Halei Sageus. So, in the case where it's not done out of the Kibbutz, so then the my Sageus is carried out by the Geus himself. But Ikea does not have Das, so because of Shriya and Shlichas, so the Bezdin is the Shliach of the Kotli. So that means, Shlichas Lomik may say, so that means that the Kotli himself carried out the Geus. If the Kotli himself carried out the Geus, so then the Das of the Kotli is required, and the Maisa Geus. So why is it effective? Because of Zohar and the Kotli. Mashiach, when there is a Chetitz of Kibush, so then there is a special aloche that the Bezdin, the Kibushi, they carry out my Sagios. So it requires whose Das? Not the Kotlin's Das, it requires the Bezdin's Das. The Bezdin Das we have, they want to be retiring. So the Melee, Igdilu is in the Chimun Yichis. But you'll say, Igdilu, so it's, even it's, Gloria Musa and Afreya, that he never consented to be a Gea, to be a Jew. The answer is, according to the Rambam, the Halei Sageus doesn't require Das. It's only my Sageus. So if it's on the basis of Zohim, then the my Sageus is to be realized by the Kotlin himself, and the best next is the Shtiach of the Kotlin. So the Mele, it's because there is no Das on the my Sageus. But if the Geus takes effect for Kibush, so then the Maisah Geus is done by the Bezdin, not by the Kotlin. And there is the Bezdin's Das. So even if when he becomes a Gogol, he's Melchel, so that means he doesn't give his consent on the Chaleisah Geus. The Chaleisah Geus doesn't require Das of the Geah. Only the Maisah Geus. That's the Shita Brahma. Mashiach and Shita, because it's really is that not only the Maisah Geus requires Das, but even the Halei Sageus require Das. Even the Halei Sageus require Das. So in the way that this is teaching is that in any case where there is no Yechakintz of Kibush, so then we couldn't be Mitayarim of Das Bez. Because what does the Aloch of Zohar Moshe Bifon of imply? Zohar Moshe Bifon of really implies to us. Let's take an example. Ruben wants to give him a Matonet to Levi. So in order that Levi should acquire title, let's say, in the Chifetz that Ruben wants to give to Levi, so Ruben has to be Matonet to Levi, and Levi has to make a king and a king and a boy, let's say. که شیخ که مقبول رو یخی نمیست و این ریز نب بخانه تو خوده و چی نمیز بخانه تو خوده سوگو ریزه سبشینه یو بی زیخه این دیس خیفت یو بی مدبیه دیس خیفت این هر کبانه تو بی زیخه کبانه سو دیم زخ ما بشوی کنه افتت خیلی کمشتی خیست سو چیمن بیکمز این افکت دشنی اخوات لیوی سو میلا جاست سی فریدی ایر دزنیده چیمن از این شوی اخوات تو میکی کنی این اقبال این خیفت این دی میکسی کنی این اقبال این خیفت فا لیوی سو لیده کوایستای کن لیده کوایستای کن خیفت سو دیت مینز دیت بکفول زخ ما بشوی کنه چیمن ایز ایبل to make the mice a kinyan, the mice a boy, in the chayipet way. But then, Matone requires that of the recovery. Levi doesn't know anything about it. How can Levi acquire title in the chayipet? The answer is, if it's his house, it's good for him. So he can sell it by Levi's special. It's good for him. It's beneficial for him. Why should he object? So the male, even though he doesn't know anything about it, so his consent is taken for granted. In the case where Levi, when he finds out, says, yes, she, so the matone becomes notified, because one cannot, the matone cannot be held by a co-pair of the car. So actually, Zoch Momesh already followed implies two elements. Number one, that if it is his, so he becomes the shliach of the mikabel. So he does the maizah sphere on behalf of the mikabel, the kinyan akbore. Number two, that if it is his, so the das, the consent is special. Consent is special. So melee, so the tesis sphere was bothered by the same kashi that bothered tesis. Tesis is the kashi. I cannot only say, the apostle Magnus of Asbez, Zohu, Kotnu, Zohu, Rabbonon. And how can he come in Gera? Neither Rabbonon, neither Raisi is still God. So Teisa says, it's on the basis of Yeshgeri HaFakamah. What it is, he doesn't like this status, because then, the Rabbunas Halacha is not only the Gula Ome, and the Rambam Paskis, like the Mandoma, that in Bezdin, B'yoch Lake, in Kira B'yot HaFakam Lake, B'yot Matir, B'yot Matir, so Meir Teisa says, truth is based upon Zohar. But usually, when Rubin says to Shimon, you make Agway in the Chif, it's following me, so we apply Zohar to two halachas. First of all, on the basis of Zohar. So he makes the Maisa Sri, he becomes the Shliach of Levi, and he makes the Maisa Kinyan on behalf for Levi. Number two, since it's his school, since it's good for him, so the Das of Levi is presumed. Here, the effect of Zohar is only that there is Das. It's good for him, to become a Jew is good for him. So mainly the Das is presumed. But there has to be a Maisa Geus. Who has to do the Maisa Geus? Who has to do the Maisa Geus? The Maisa Geus has to be done by the Ger himself. And the one who does the Maisa Geus, even though his body is immersed in the water and his group is being nimeil, but he doesn't do it, he doesn't give his das to the nimeil, Lishin Geus, he doesn't give his consent to the nipa Lishin Geus. And he is the one who does the Maisa Tfila. So, how can Geras take effect? True, there is Das. The Das is presumed. But the Maisa Geus has to be done by the Kotni. And he doesn't do the Maisa Geus. So, this is really the price Rabunas give to a case where there is Kibush. So, in the case where there is Kibush, so then the Maisa Geus is done by Bezdin. So in the middle, as far as the Das for the Maisa Geus is concerned, so whose Das is required? The Das of the Bezdin, who does the Maisa Geus. And as far as the Das for the Chalitza Geus is concerned, so since it's his schus, so it's good for him, so the Das for the Chalitza Geus is presumed. Is presumed. But if there is no inheritance of Kibbutz, so then this is, it says, we cannot apply the law of Zohar, because as a result of the application of Zohar, so there is Das and the Halei Sageos, but the Maisa Geos has to be kicked on by the Kotni himself. The Kotni himself has no Kavanah Shigeos, he doesn't know what it's all about. He doesn't, So he doesn't do the Maise Geus. He doesn't do the Maise Tfilah and the Maise Mile. Lishen Geus. So the Mele, the Maise Geus is lacking. But if there is Kiddush, so then the Maise Geus is carried out by the peasant. But the Rambam Shita is, if it's Donald the Kiddush, so then we don't have to resort to Zohar. Because according to the Rambam, Das is only required for the Maise Geus. So if it's Donald the Kiddush, so the Maise Geus is carried out by the peasant, the peasant gives its consent. They do it with Alma. But the Shita of Tesis read that not only is Das required for the Maise Geus, Das is required even for the Chaleis HaGeus, for Chaleis HaGeus. So in the Mele, if there is no Kibush, so then there is not no Maise Geus, and we cannot say Shriya Mitam Shlichus, because in Shlichus the Kot. But if it takes effect out of the Kibush, so then the Maise Geus is carried out by the peasant themselves, not by the Gapot. So we don't have to resort to Shlichus, but we have to resort to the Aloch HaZoch Lomitzot Bonot in order to have Das for the Chaleis HaGeus. So since it is false, so there is Das on the Chaleis HaGeus. That's the machlokes between the Rambam and the Tesis Re. Now it's according to the Rambam, Das that is required by Geus is only on the Maise Geus. So if it takes effect through Kiddush, so then the Maise Geus is carried out, is done by the Bezim, and they have their Das, not by the Kotlin himself, so Memelon don't have to resort to Zohar. Masha'inke, but as far as the Das for the Chaleis HaGeus is concerned, the Chaleis HaGeus doesn't require Das. Only the Maise HaGeus requires Das. The Maise HaGeus has to be done with Shein Geus. The Tfilah has to be done with Shein Geus. The Mila has to take place with Shein Geus. But only the Maise HaGeus requires Das. The Chaleis HaGeus doesn't require Das. And according to the Tesis Re, not only the Maise HaGeus require Das, but even the Chaleis HaGeus. So even when it's done, I'll be kibush, so the Maise HaGeus is carried out by Besni. But without Zochim, so Das for the Chaleis HaGeus is lacking. But as a result of Zochim HaShol Fonon, so the Das for the Chaleis HaGeus is presumed, because it's good for him. So in many ways, the Geus takes effect. But if the Geus is the Chaleim HaGeus, because if what can going up, it disaffirms the Geus, so in many ways that means that retroactively there was no Das for the Chaleis HaGeus. So in many ways, it turns out that he was not really going to Makhle. That's the Makhleket between the Rambam and the Tesis. Now we can approach Rashi. From Rashi, it's Mashma. Both Rashis, whether the Rashi in our text or the Rashi in the text that the ritual. So it's Mashma that in order that the Geus should take effect, then the person has to fulfill the role of the father. Has to fulfill the role of the father. So the question is, what significance is the role of the father? And it doesn't have to be mamish father. Nothing like an adopting father. I mean, what kind of a law is it? That the person becomes like an adopting father, and because of that, he can carry out the Geus. Apparently, Rashi was also bothered by the same kashi. The thesis was bothered by it. Thesis kashi is, how can we apply the law of Zohar? But Zohar important is only Rabbanon. How can one become a Geir with Rabbanon when with Raise there is no Aloch of Zohar and there is no Aloch of Shlichus? So Rashi Shita is in the same way that this is written. Just that this is written applies it to a case of Kiddush, so then the Maise Geus is carried out of him by the best, not by the other side. Usually the Gogot is this guy. So who is this guy who carries out Maise Geus? Not the one who pushes him in water. Suppose an old, sick goy is this guy, and he cannot possibly go down into the mikveh. And a few Jews have to hold him as he immerses himself in the mikveh. So even in such a case, the Maise Geus is carried out by the sick there. They just enable him to be immersed in the mikveh. But in the case where the Geus takes effect on the Kiddush, so then the Maise Geus is carried out not by the Geus, but it's carried out by the Bez, to the Aloch of Kiddush. So Rashi also agrees that there is Aloch of Kiddush. אני עובד לי השמחה, לי השמח, מנשיס יושב לי ובמס, ודאו יזהלוך על כיבוש, דתבו כיבוש, so the blessing can carry out the mighty skills. So the question is, what does kibush mean? According to the Rambam and this is really, kibush means mamesh kibush tachas yodei, that in the sense of Yad Yisroel kibush. Yad Yisroel kibush. So that's it. That's what this is. It says, shodi Yisroel tali plishti. Or, kinek shemitza mishlach. The family was found in the spirit like Hefker, and everyone has the right to pick him up and to be Mibayim if he wants. No one will disturb him, no one will interfere. A policeman will not come over to him and say, listen, you are arrested, you have no right to be Mibayim the child. So, according to the Rambam and this is really, Kibush is Pshutei Kimashmoy. The movement of Kibush is Pshutei Kimashmoy. Kibush in the sense of physical power, in the sense that the Malchus lets the best be the guy. He's Kobish Takasine. It's Yad Yisroel Kippur. Whether it's Yad Yisroel Kippur because of Kibush Muhammad or because the government gives a license to the president to be the guy, it doesn't make any difference. So there, he's still Kobish for the Kirch HaMalchus. So he's Kobish Takas best. So the Rambam says, Yisroel should talk about him. That means like Kibush Muhammad or Mocho Tilekako. And the Malchus is very happy that the Bezin takes care of him and is Megayah him. So in Mele, there is Mamish Kibush. Kibush in the sense of Yad Yisroel Kibush. That's the Pshat of Kibush. According to Rashi, the Halochet, the extra Halochet, that Bezin can carry, can be Megayah a copy of the Kibush, so Kibush doesn't mean in the sense of physical power, in the sense of Yad Yisroel Kibush. But Kibush means in the sense of the actual custody over the child. Over the child. In other words, this is what Rashi says. Audaz Bezdin Shreisho Yimbi Tulosei Kidin Kolkiras Gea Shetzricha Yidimu Ve'inasin Riyo Ve'arugei Al-Yidea. What do you mean Ve'inasin Riyo? Because without the Dina and the Aloha of Kibush, so the Geus could not be carried out. Because screws are holding the shoulder follow. So it means there is that. But the mindset Geus has to be done by the Geus himself. And how, he's an infant, he doesn't know what's all about. How is it considered the mindset Geus? Is he having that this Jewish should reach in Geus? He doesn't know what's all about. So the mindset Geus is like, but if the best has a Keach, Kibush, for Kibush, can carry out the Mitzvah Geus, and the Bezdin is Mechavim Mishim Geus. Not the God there. The Bezdin is Mechavim Mishim Geus. Which Bezdin? If the Bezdin has a Kiyach Kibush. So according to Rambam, the Bezdin Kibush is meant in the sense of physical power. We see as Kovish Takasodeim, in the sense of Yad Yisroel, Yad Bezdin Shal Yisroel, Kibush. But according to Rashi, this extra Aloha, that through Kibush, the best we can realize the Maisa Deus, and the Maisa Deus is not realized by the Gal himself, but by the best means Kibush in a different sense. Kibush in the sense of custody, like a father who has the custody of the child, the actual custody of the child. So melee, so that's why Rashi says, our dad's best, we need to be a needless to mention the case where the child has a father. So the father has the actual custody of the child. The actual custody. It's not a question of power of Yad Yisroel Kippur. But he raised the child, he has the actual custody of the child. And this is the important kibush, according to Rashi. So in Mele, the Marisa Giros or Rabbi doesn't have to mention as any chiddush. So it's a double portion. That Bezdin can be madur in Mishigea. Because insofar as the das for the Chalim Sangeros is concerned, so naturally if it's Ischus without Rabbuna telling us, we know that it's Ischus, Mimele the das is presumed for the Chalim Sangeros. But insofar as the Maisi Adios is concerned, so if the father brings him to Bezdin, the father has kibush in the sense of custody of the child, some melee, the father can carry out my sadhus. The father can carry out my sadhus. And even if the father himself is not misguided, he can still carry out my sadhus. He can detain me. Or he can detain me. So, that's in the case. This is our Rashi. Rashi, the Gitra mentions, the other material. So Rashi says that only he says, Pirush Rashi Shehibiyo Ovi Vimo in Bez Kulikai. So we have to resort to the Chiddush by Rabbanim. But the Gemara says, Och Maskim in Gershon is Gaira Bonof Nesim Lei. So the Rashi that the Gitra mentions, the Madure that the Gitra had, so it's held that when can the father carry out my Sageus? By virtue of the fact that he has the kiddush over the child, he has the custody over the child, that is only if the father himself is misguided. So he can carry out the ma'is ha'geus. But if the father himself is not misguided, then he cannot carry out the ma'is ha'geus through kiddush. That's the machlokes between our Rashi and the Rashi, the Madura and the Ritva. But the only reason as to why Bezdin can be Madbir, it's true, it's based upon Zohar. Even in the case when the father is misguided together with the children, it's still based upon the Halacha of Zohar. But if the father is misguided together with the children, then we have to resort to Zohar, that Das is presumed. So the Melech, and then as far as the Ma'is HaGeirus is concerned, so the Ma'is HaGeirus is carried out by the father. But in the case, because the father has a thing of kibush, what? Why does he have kibush? Kibush in the sense because he has the custody of the child. So the male, he can carry out my sagios. But if Emriol, the Emriol, the Asir is Gaia. So then, there is no thing of kibush. So then, why can we be Gaia? So, insofar as Das is concerned, since it's good for him, so the Das is presumed. So there is no lack of Das. Mashiach came regarding the Ma'isagios, so who carries out the Ma'isagios? The best. How can the best carry out the Ma'isagios? Only through Kibush. So the one to whom the child is Kibush can carry out the Ma'isagios. And Kibush means not yet destroyed before. Kibush means he has custody. So remember, if the mother turns him over to Bezdin, the mother has the custody. And the mother turns him over to Bezdin. So remember, the Bezdin becomes like an other. So the Bezdin acquires custody of the child. Once it acquires Kibush of the child, Kibush in the sense of custody, so Mimele, they can carry out the Ma'isagius. If they can carry out the Ma'isagius, and they have their Das. So that is the machlokes between the Rambam and his Srid on one hand, and Rashi on the other hand. All the same, the Rambam and the Srid and Rashi agree on one point, that there is an extra aloha of Bezdin carrying out the Ma'isa Ageus through Kibush. But the question is, and that's Yerushalmi Gomez, but the question is, what is the essence of the Kibush that gives Bezdin the Keach to carry out the Ma'isa Ageus? So according to the Rambam, this is Ageus, Kibush means Shuliki Mashmoy, in the sense of Yad Nisroel Kifon. So Kibush Mohome, or a foundling. And the according to Rashi, kibush does not mean in the sense of Yad Yisroel Kifo, but it means in the sense of custody. So if the father brings in, so then it's a little portion that they have it in of kibush. But the kibush by Ravuni means that even if the father doesn't bring it, but the mother brings it to Bezdin. So the male, the Bezdin has a keach of kibush in the sense of custody, so the male, it can carry out the gerus, the ma'isa gerus. But there is another aloha that requires the as, so we say, since it's schus, so zohar al shulchan. And then the machlekes, so the Rambam and the Srid agree on one point, that kibush here means chi pulisce il senso che ha di sol tipo, but according to the Rambam, the dust that is required by Geus is only on the Maizah Geus. So mainly the Geus is carried out by this Fudalach of Kibush, so the Maizah Geus is not done by the Gear himself, but by the Besdin, so mainly we don't have to resort to Zochin altogether. Because as far as the Halitzah Geus is concerned, it doesn't even require dust. And Shidur it is reading that not only the Maizah Geus require dust, but even the Halitzah Geus requires dust.
Yeah. So what about Rashi Shikur here? Where is the Das and the Maizah as far as assuming the
Ad? No, because the best in Nasir, they are like an adoptive father. We get custody of the child.